Miami State Representative Eric Fresen and Broward State Senator Ellen Bogdanoff want to make one thing perfectly clear. They don't like gambling. They wish it would go away.
I'm still an opponent of the expansion of gaming.
If I can hit Control-Alt-Delete, I would do away with the lottery. I would do away with slots. I would do away with all of it.
But the two are drafting a bill that would allow a series of multi-billion-dollar resort casinos under the control of a smart and experienced gambling commission. Bogdanoff says it's a strategy to make the best of a bad and unregulated situation.
Ultimately, the goal is to reduce gaming in the state by shutting down internet cafes, moving from the predatory gaming into the international resort gaming.
Bogdanoff says an unregulated gambling climate has made it possible for Florida to become the fourth largest gambling state by sucking money from the pockets of the poor. She says the internet cafes, video slots known as maquinitas, and even the state lottery contribute to that. The big casinos, like the one Genting Group plans for downtown Miami, would attract overseas travelers who can afford to lose. The two lawmakers are still tweaking their bill. Fresen says one likely change would give residents a say about casinos in their own counties.
We probably will have to add an additional referendum element to the bill. I actually suspect that's going to happen.
The casino companies are making extravagant promises about job creation and state revenue. Fresen and Bogdanoff say they wish the gambling operators would tone it down and stop skewing the message, which they say is about regulation and order, not the money. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.